if we could do it. This second one is vintage. I like this one. I read it to one of my kids and said, what do you think? And they said, well, it sounds like a Woody Allen movie. This is my New York City poem. They had agreed, walking into the delicatessen on 6th Avenue, that their friends' affairs were focused and saddened by massive projection. Movie screens in their childhood were immense, and someone had proposed that need was unlovable. The delicatessen had a chicken salad with chunks of cooked chicken and half-braised vegetables in a creamy basil mayonnaise a shade lighter than the Coast Range in August. It was gray outside, February, eating with plastic forks, walking and talking in the sleety afternoon. They passed a house where Juna Barnes was still, reportedly, making sentences. Basho said, avoid adjectives of scale. You will love the world more and desire it less. And there were other propositions to consider. Childhood, vista vision, a pair of wet mobile lips on the screen at least 8 feet long. On the corner by the liquor store, a blind man who had lost one leg was selling pencils. He must have received a disability check, but it didn't feed his hunger for public agony. And he sat on the sidewalk with a tin cup, his face and opaque eyes turned upward in a look of blind, questing pathos. Half Job, half mole. Would some good Christ of Manhattan have restored his sight and two-thirds of his left leg? Or would he have healed his heart and left him there in a mutilated body? And what would that piece feel like? It made you want, at this point, a quick cut or a reaction shot. The taxis rivered up 6th Avenue. A little sunlight touched the steeple of the First Magyar Reformed Church. In fact, the clerk in the liquor store was appalled. No, no, he said. That Cabernet can't be drunk for another 5 years.